the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
These days are ours.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. It is Hump Day.
Hump Day.
September 10th, episode 1739. Patriots Day is tomorrow. That's when we honor those that lost their lives in 9/11. Stewart's Creek at Rockville is Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU will be at Nevada, Saturday at 2:30 airtime. Vanderbilt's at South Carolina. That's always reluctant. Tennessee hosts Georgia Saturday. And Titans host the Rams on Sunday. The Tennessee-Georgia game is one that always, always, Tennessee fans, they've got to win it.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't win it, the season's over. That's the way they look at it. Even bigger than Alabama, really. You got to win that
True.
Georgia game.
Well, it is a divisional divisional game. But
today's show is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro's America's Thrift Stores. They're opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Our song of the day today, here's a new one for us. We're doing September songs. Notice how I'm getting everything in?
I've noticed. You're very efficient today.
This is a song called, we're talking about songs about September. This is called September Lady. Can you guess what decade?
Well, I cheated. But I would have guessed that this is a 90s song.
I would have said early 90s.
Early to mid 90s.
But it was in 1986, a jangle pop song that reflects on a relationship with a woman associated with the month. It's by Felt.
I would have said Felt Tip. Yeah. I would have said, like, this guy made money on making records.
Slammed.
I think it's pretty good.
Slammed it.
Yeah, he's not a very good singer, I don't think.
I think it sounds
okay.
Good.
Yeah, I would buy the record, but
no,
I would listen
but
to
it's
it
not
on the radio.
It's not my kind of music.
September Lady.
It's you. You're the one talking bad about this guy.
That made it even worse.
Where's your music career at?
September Lady.
You can't even get your dad joke career off the ground.
Oh, I think it has.
All right, Charlie Sheen. I got a documentary coming out about him.
Is it Hulu or somewhere?
I don't know. But anyway, he talks about, he called John Cryer to get his phone number because John Cryer had some fairly decent things to say about him, even though it was a bitter kind of breakup on the show. But the funniest thing that he says here, he opens up about how it was pretty easy for him to quit drinking because he took his mind to those old days when he did get drinking. But here's the best thing that he says here. He does admit he misses part of his old lifestyle. I miss the first hour of drinking. If I could only drink for 1 hour, maybe I would. But it's the 15 hours after that first drink where things go wrong. That is so true, though.
That's funny.
I mean, you know, back in people's old drinking days, they'll tell you, you know, when they first get smashed, that's the best time. But boy, it can get out of control quickly.
And I'm sure Charlie Sheen knows better than most.
I'm sure he does. This is Netflix documentary.
Oh, okay.
John Cryer, they did interview him. And he's also got a book out, which, you know, Charlie's not as having some money problems. So the Book of Sheen, I think, is the name of it.
And
so,
health issues as well, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. So, has HIV, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's controlled, but...
I did not realize that.
He ran around a lot back in those days.
And it's strange.
Drugs, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's only 60 years old.
Yeah.
I expected him to be older than that.
Yeah. So, that makes Martin Sheen's pushing 90, I think.
Or something like that.
And then Emilio is a little older than Charlie, I think.
Martin Sheen is 85.
Well, look up Emilio Estevez. E-S-T-E-V-E-V or something. Estevez. 63.
Yep. So. How is he related somehow?
Brothers.
Emilio?
Charlie is really Charlie Estevez.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but he changed it to his dad's name.
And Emilio Estevez looks just like his dad.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Giants have won 13 of their last 16 games. San Francisco a 5-3 winner over Arizona. The Giants are just two games out of the last NL wild card because the Mets lost 9-3 at Philadelphia. Kyle Schwarber hit his 50th homer of the year. Believe it or not, the Reds are only three back for that last playoff spot. Cincinnati hit a two-run homer in the ninth to win at San Diego 4-2. The first-place Dodgers, two games ahead of the Padres in the NL West standings. LA beat Colorado 7-2. Boston a 6-0 winner in the late game at the A's. Detroit over the Yankees 12-2 despite Aaron Judge's 44th homer. The first place team in the AL East. Toronto came back for a 10-inning win against Houston 4-3. Cleveland won its fifth in a row. Victories for Seattle and Texas. And the Cubs were winners 6-1 at Atlanta. The 49ers placed tight end George Kittle on injured reserve. And San Francisco Wave kicker Jake Moody.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. You can manage your account at MTE.com or the MyMTE app. 22 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and I need to go to our good neighbor of the day.
We're pushing 23 minutes past the hour if
yes,
you give it another 20 seconds or so.
Megan at DeCharo Orthodontics is today's good neighbor of the day for making our teenager feel comfortable during her cleanings. Megan at DeCharo Orthodontics will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can text that word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as the good neighbor of the day, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/good neighbor.
And Brian, how do you spell neighbor?
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor.
That's one of those exceptions
ding,
to the
ding.
Rule, you know.
I before E, except
after
neighbor.
C and neighbor. Do you understand why people have such trouble?
The English
language,
is horrible.
Otherwise, it would be Niber.
Yeah.
If it was IE, yeah. It would be Niber.
Yeah. You could do NEY.
Why couldn't it be Niber? Why couldn't it? Why did somebody go, well, let's use the word neighbor?
Because Mr. Rogers sang the song.
The word probably came first before the spelling.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The beautiful day for a neighbor.
Because, you know, spelling is spelling has changed a lot. So the word probably was neighbor before it was spelled.
Well, I think it's B-O-U-R in England at the end,
yes,
instead of B-O-R.
And that, I mean, this is a stupid fun fact that I know. The reason that we dropped the U from all of those words is because when you're printing, like in the newspaper, in a book, or whatever, back in the day, each letter cost more. So we started dropping letters to make it cheaper to print.
You're kidding me.
That is the reason.
You're kidding me.
That is the reason. Like we spell color without the U and neighbor without the U in those words because it was cheaper.
Crayon.
No.
So the same. The weird one is tire, because they spell tire with a Y, T-Y-R-E, and we spell it T-I-R-E, and nobody knows why.
Amazing. Aren't you supposed to tell us how to get to a good neighbor?
I already did that.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You did it so fast that I didn't even hear it.
I did it just a minute ago.
So it's holiday time, man.
Well,
H-O-L-I-D-A-Y.
It's your holiday.
Oh, is it?
Nobody else is celebrating.
Or is it holiday?
Holiday.
No, it'd be holiday.
Today is National TV Dinner Day.
Oh.
Huh. It's a day for you.
Well, they've come a long way since the 80s.
They have, but I tell you, I still haven't had much luck with them. They just aren't the same.
No.
I think it's because we microwave them.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd be better off putting them in the oven.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That wouldn't be in your vocabulary. That would take way too much time for you.
Maybe the air fryer.
Uber Eats, come here, you know. You know, they ought to call it Brian Eats. That's really what they ought to do. 624, here's the Wake Up Crew.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Donnelly. Repairs continue on what seems to be an endless list of flood-damaged roads in East Tennessee, among them Newfound Gap Road in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, after heavy rain and rising stream levels led to a slide underneath part of the road last month. The road is an important thoroughfare for the park. Park officials say crews have taken 144 truckloads of debris, or approximately 1,700 cubic yards of material, from that slide. There have been 152 boulders put in place as well. A contractor has been selected to complete the emergency repairs, with construction set to end before September 30th.
The Rutherford County Planning Commission has officially approved its Plan Rutherford Blueprint for the county. The plan outlines measured development goals, infrastructure plans, and traffic design, among other things. Rutherford County is expected to surpass 555,000 residents by 2045. The plan takes a look at what kind of density an area can handle when it comes to that development. Residents can visit planrutherford.org and review the plan and let their county commissioners know what they think.
It's here, the South Central Area Fair in Hohenwald. Join us all week for classic fair food favorites, exciting rides for all ages on the Midway, and games your whole family will love. For more than 100 years, the South Central Area Fair has welcomed guests from across Middle Tennessee. Exhibits, contests, and hours of fun just a short drive away. Admission starts at $20, and that includes rides. Come on down to Hohenwald for the South Central Area Fair, presented by Summertown Metals.
Geodis is planning to hire hundreds of seasonal workers in the Nashville area. The Transportation, Logistics, and Supply Chain Company says they'll be hiring about 300 people to work during the holiday season in and around the Music City. The organization says it's recruiting for multiple part-time and full-time positions, including material handlers and equipment operators. The openings will cover multiple shifts on weekdays and weekends. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 27 minutes after the hour, and don't forget we've got Good Neighbor events coming up, Rewind's on the way, and another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic for the first time in just a few minutes too. And as we always say, be careful driving out there. Don't get distracted. Even though Brian says weird things on the air in the morning, don't let that, you know, don't get discombobbled by the fact that Brian's bringing up weird stuff.
Like, watch out!
Like an amputee, Dr. So, Hopper.
I sent Mike Sparks another video of the traffic in front of my house. It was even longer than it's ever been. And
he said, "How do cars work?"
No.
Oh.
He was like, "Wow, that is a long line." I said, "Yeah, it's what I've been dealing with forever. Get some help out here."
You know, but, the mayor made one big mistake.
Uh-oh.
He said, "Brian, call me if there's a problem."
Uh-huh.
No, I haven't sent it to him. But
well, that's your problem.
The fact that they think Cherry Lane's extension to 840 is going to fix that, though, that just means they're going to turn right where Cherry Lane and Leanna intersect and get off of 840 there instead of Sulphur Springs and still come to the end of Leanna Road to go into town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you're going toward Lebanon and Walter Hill, yeah, you'll go out Cherry Lane and turn left, but it's longer to go Cherry Lane. It's closer, especially if you're going out toward like the Blackman area or whatnot.
Well, there's only like 20 houses on that road. Let's be honest.
I counted the number of cars. There were 52 cars lined up on Thursday afternoon.
No, my point was it only affects like 20, 30 people. So they don't care. They don't care about you.
It affects all those people in the line.
Well,
what
that's true.
Reminded me was that is the horn. I heard somebody lay in on the horn and then they kept blowing the horn like every
wouldn't a light fix all of that though?
Yeah, I think so. But every 30 seconds the horn would blow, and this guy was just upset that he was in this line of traffic, and it was like one of those big truck horns, like woo, woo, you know.
What was so funny, the Salem Highway in front of or Veterans and St. Andrews, where Salem is, Salem Elementary, they put up a light like 2 weeks after that school opened. I mean, it was, and it's so convenient, so much better.
They've got a little light on Northfield now, with the side entrance to Middle Tennessee Christian School, where you can turn in off Northfield, that new,
that's
where the new
idea.
Building is.
Yeah.
And it's a temporary light. It's on, like, it's not even in the ground. Like, it's on, like, a lift. Like, it's literally a temporary, like, school zone traffic light.
Where is that now?
It's on Northfield.
I didn't know you could get to MTCS from Northfield.
It's new, so when they added that big addition onto the building, they put in an entrance from Northfield to get into the school building.
That would be good for you, wouldn't it? Trying to get to MTCS?
You'd have to pass the other entrance to get there, but I know because that's where I used to live, right over there, and through the neighborhood I lived in, you could walk around to that new entrance where they added it, but they've put in a temporary, but it is a traffic light that's on a... It's on like a pole on a trailer. Like
I've
it can
never
be
seen that before.
It's very strange.
Do people abide by it?
Well, I mean, it's never on, so I guess it's only on during school zone.
I got you.
I think that's why it's there, but it's interesting for sure.
That's a really big tie-up. That doesn't get publicized much, but you know, trying to get to go past, go down Memorial at that stop.
It's a nightmare.
They got a great traffic lady who helps that situation a lot.
I remember I had to go to...
I would not even want to be a traffic person there.
No. I had to go to PCA one morning when I lived there in that spot. And so I had to go through three school zones. In if you got to go that direction, you got three school zones to get there.
You can't hardly get through this town without going through a school zone somewhere, at least one.
That's true.
There's hardly any way to avoid it.
I pass two on my way to work.
The highway, Salem Highway, is really wild right now. And you've seen the corridors they've got put up, the little... They're crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's tough.
This is phase three of the Salem Highway thing.
Yeah. And it'll go out. I don't think it's going to affect anything after they get past the high school, I don't believe. I think they're going back to Tulane after that, I think
that's right.
Yeah. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do you remember the day, Dalton, when we used to take like 4 or 5 minutes on this?
Can you believe it?
Now we take about a minute, you know? Anyway, 1929, Arnold Palmer. No, that's birthdays. Hold on.
Happy birthday, Arnold Palmer.
Oh, gosh, this is a long list. No, we'll never get it in. Okay, let me skip down a little bit. Mike the Headless Chicken is decapitated in Colorado. He survives for another 19 months before choking to death. I remember this one. Joe DiMaggio becomes first player to hit three home runs in a game in 1950. Swanson sells his first TV dinner in 1953. 1955, Gunsmoke premieres on CBS.
Gunsmoke.
And in 1962, WDCN TV Channel 8 in Nashville begins broadcasting. I love the ending of that. 1966, Neil Diamond has his first Billboard chart success with the single Cherry Cherry. You know what I'm saying. 1975, rock band Kiss releases their first live album. Stay tuned, Brandon Brooks is up next with Rewind at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind, September 10th, 1990. The NBC debut of the sitcom,
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia.
It helped make Philadelphia rapper Will Smith a superstar. September 10th, 1993.
You believe in the existence of extraterrestrials.
The Fox debut of The X-Files.
I think those kids have been abducted.
By who?
By what?
This date in 1996. Sheryl Crow's self-titled album, banned in Walmart because of the song with the lyrics. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90, and then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning, T-Dot. Still out here trying to untangle a couple of wrecks we had earlier. One was over there near the West Loop on I-65 going southbound. As it loads up now, right on schedule on 24, it's gotten heavier westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County radar. I-40 out in Wilson County this morning. Be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
For almost 79 years, WGNS has been keeping you informed. We still do. Thanks for tuning in. We remember you, an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group, and they meet at the Villages of Murfreesboro on the second Tuesday of each month. It is free. For more information, get in touch with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Oh, would you like to volunteer for Greenhouse Ministries? You hear about them on the radio all the time. And Greenhouse Ministries offers a volunteer orientation session every Thursday morning at 10. Put this on your calendar. Habitat for Humanity's Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run is not this Saturday, but it's a week away, Saturday, September 20th. Don't miss it. It's for vehicles and motorcycles. The Habitat for Humanity Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run, Saturday, September 20th, starts at 8 o'clock that morning at the Habitat office at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here, and certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and don't forget, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro's America's Thrift Store. They're opening up on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brands. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Is this week three of football?
Yes.
Wow.
Boy, it flies. Four. This week four.
Yeah, it will be four. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. We had a week zero. Did we have a week? Was that?
No, no, it's one through 11 now.
Yeah, 1 through 11. And we're almost halfway there.
Yeah.
And a 10-game season.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's almost over. Speaking of it being almost over, dad joke of the day.
You know, I just burned 2,000 calories.
Really?
Yeah, I burned the pizza in the oven.
This is a hard one because it's not a bad joke.
No.
But it wasn't. It didn't make me laugh. It may have been the delivery.
It didn't respond, but
I think I'm going to have to reluctantly go thumbs down.
I think I am too.
Reluctant thumbs down.
I'm sorry, Brian. Kind of ruined your streak there, but.
Oh, no. Not in my mind.
CBS News Brief. Poland says it got help from NATO allies taking out Russian drones that entered its airspace during attacks on Ukraine.
correspondent Remy Innocencio.
Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the military clocked 19 drones that it says violated Polish airspace and that three or perhaps four drones were shot down.
President Trump's weighed in on yesterday's Israeli strike on Hamas leadership in Qatar. CBS's MTS Tayyab from Doha.
President Trump said he's not happy about it, saying it neither advances Israel nor America's goals.
A federal judge has ruled Fed Reserve Board member Lisa Cook can keep her job for now, despite President Trump's attempts to fire her over allegations of mortgage fraud. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Last night, a judge ruled Trump did not have sufficient cause to fire Cook because Fed governors can only be fired for actions during their tenure. Cook signed the documents in question a year before she joined the Fed. The Trump administration is expected to appeal the ruling.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In a surprising move, Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti has declined to defend a controversial new state law that criminalizes elected officials for voting in favor of sanctuary city policies. Passed during January's special legislation session, the law has sparked constitutional concerns, particularly in Nashville and across the state. Critics argue that the legislation infringes on the First and 14th Amendments, with some lawmakers warning that it could create a dangerous precedent. The ACLU filed suit on behalf of seven Metro Council members, calling the law the first of its kind in American history to impose felony charges based solely on legislative votes. Scrimeti agreed, citing that legislative immunity extends to local officials, making the provision indefensible in court. Still, the broader ban on sanctuary policies remains intact, with Tennessee cities and counties, including those in Rutherford County, at risk of losing state funding if they defy the law. Meanwhile, a new WalletHub study ranks Tennessee as one of the unhappiest states in the country, coming in at 45th nationwide. The state performed particularly poorly in emotional and physical well-being, landing 47th in that category. Factors such as high rates of adult depression, inadequate sleep, and adverse childhood experiences contributed to the low ranking. Though Tennessee rose slightly compared to last year, the findings spotlight the emotional toll felt in areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, where residents may already be contending with broader economic and legislative uncertainties. Hawaii, by contrast, took the top spot as the happiest state. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett. For News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agripark, celebrating 50 years.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town, and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Ford Motor Company is recalling almost 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. because the rearview camera may show a blank or distorted image at the center display screen while the vehicle is in reverse. The company says that can reduce or distort the driver's view of what's behind them and risk a crash. The recall includes certain vehicles from model years 2015 through 2019 of the Lincoln Navigator, Mustang, Ranger, Transit, Econoline, Expedition, and the F-Series trucks. Owners will be notified by mail and instructed to take their vehicles to a dealer for a free inspection. A Carroll County correctional officer has been arrested stemming from the same jail that he serves. 39-year-old Jordan Patrick Hughes is charged with assault for an October 10, 2024 incident involving inmate Jonathan Pierpoint. Security camera footage appears to show Hughes, who was on duty as an officer, enter Pierpoint's cell and spray him with pepper spray while he was seated down. A grand jury found Hughes did intentionally and knowingly cause Pierpoint to suffer bodily injury, leading to that assault charge.
It's here, the South Central Area Fair in Hohenwald. Join us all week for classic fair food favorites, exciting rides for all ages on the Midway, and games your whole family will love. For more than 100 years, the South Central Area Fair has welcomed guests from across Middle Tennessee. Exhibits, contests, and hours of fun just a short drive away. Admission starts at $20, and that includes rides. Come on down to Hohenwald for the South Central Area Fair, presented by Summertown Metals.
The 2025 Coolest Thing Made in Tennessee competition is heating up. Dr. Enough, made by Tri-City Beverage Corporation in Johnson City, is one of the four final products in the running for the title. The popular drink is up against the Cadillac Lyric V-Series made in Spring Hill, the Denso Inverter manufactured in Maryville, and the Volterra ZSL manufactured in Murfreesboro. Voting for the final round runs through September 9th and 26th. Votes can be cast online. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Play an old guitar from 1:30 to 1:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 is our time. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday. That's right, hump day.
Hump day?
Woo-woo! Did you guys see the special about Bruce Willis? Did you all, anybody see that?
I haven't.
Diane Sawyer interviewed his wife, his present wife, Emma. I think her name's Emma.
I saw something about how he does not remember that he was an actor anymore.
No,
He is, because of his dementia, he's forgotten that he was ever a famous actor.
She said he still responds every once in a while to her, that he actually knows her. But, you know, that's really hard to determine whether he really does or not
once they
get to that point. They're living in separate houses now, and they've got nursing staff with him 24/7. And she comes over and sees him in the morning and at night. Now, she's been criticized for that, and I don't really understand why you'd get criticism for that.
I mean, I think when it comes to stuff like that, it's a difficult and delicate situation, and you don't know what you would do until you're in it, and you can't speak to what other people are doing because that's how they have to process it. And so unless it's something, you know, really cruel, I just think that's, you know.
But she was really, I mean, it was a really great interview. She was really, I didn't know she was a model at one time. She was a former model. She's about, not 20 years older than, younger than him, but maybe, he's probably 15 years younger than he is. But
that's pretty par for the course.
She does look like Demi Moore, though.
Really?
She does look a lot like her. And they interviewed her on there, and Demi was really, really supportive of her. So, you know, but it was an interesting thing. But that's such a hard thing to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard on the people that are that don't have it.
You know, and before it came out that he had, it's dementia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before it came out,
frontal something other.
He did these slew of horrible movies.
Yeah.
I mean, just the bottom of the, like, garbage movies, and he was horrible in them and whatever. And then, like, it comes out, oh, well, he did all of those movies just to rack up enough money because he had gotten his diagnosis so that...
Couldn't remember lines.
So that anymore. He would be taken care of when... Or so that financially his family would be taken care of when he had dementia and couldn't work anymore. And that's a cool... It's just a cool thing that he thought to do, and, you know, those movies are funny.
My grandfather had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And he would, it's a funny thing, he couldn't remember anybody but my father. And my grandmother could not understand. She would go up to him and go, his name was Clarence, and say, Clarence, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And he would answer, he would say, Paul. That was my dad's name. Mm. And it was so funny that's the only person, his son-in-law is the only person he could remember. I just thought that was just fascinating.
Yeah.
And he was such a good man, and to see him decline like that. And he loved to mow the yard. Well, he got to the point where he couldn't mow, like, he couldn't remember where he'd been, you know. But he had a walking mower, and this was about a half acre to an acre lot. And he would mow it every week. And but it got so bad that he couldn't remember what line of path that he'd take. So it was just, you know, a hobnob of, you know, mow cuts around there. And
that's what my yard looks like now.
So, but it was sad to see.
Yeah,
so,
anyway, that's hard. But Bruce Willis, you know, seems like I didn't see
the last six or seven movies he made, but they weren't good,
seen a bunch of them.
He wasn't really the main character, but he was sort of the name, and he was on the poster of all of them.
And it wasn't like five or six. It was like 50 some odd movies he did. Just cheap movies.
He must have poured them out.
Yes. And you can see he had a little earpiece in when he was doing the movies where people were off camera telling him his lines so he could say them as he went. And he was doing all that just to rack up money to make sure his family was taken care of.
Well, good luck to him, that's for sure. Time for some birthdays. We're going to celebrate Arnold Palmer's birthday.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Are we going to do it with an Arnold Palmer?
No.
That's just tea and lemonade, isn't it? Or is it something else?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Okay. 1929, Arnold Palmer was born. American golfer. He had 7 major titles. He was charismatic. He wasn't the greatest golfer that ever played the game, but he brought it to TV, and everybody loved him. 1934, Roger Maris, American baseball right fielder. He was a 7-time MLB All-Star. 61 homers in 1961, by the way. 1934, Charles Kuralt, newscaster. 1949, Bill O'Reilly, American TV host and commentator, the O'Reilly Factor, born in New York. What was that other show he was on? America's. It was a new show.
It was Inside Edition.
Okay.
He was the host before Deborah Norville.
1960, Colin Firth, English actor. A very underrated actor, I might say.
He was great in The Kingsman.
Yeah. 1974, Ryan Phillippe, American actor. Cruel Intentions, shooter. Married to Reese Witherspoon for a while.
Ah.
Had a couple of kids with her. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. How about the local birthdays, Dalton?
Yes, Jerome Dempsey, Kim Barrett, Betty Childress, Lisa Richardson, John Kingston, George Doss, Janet Ringold, and Joey Richardson all celebrating birthdays today.
Those are the names we have right now, so if you want to add to the list, you can call, text 615-893-1450. Join us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Birthdays and anniversaries, you got until about 7:30 to get those into us this morning, John.
All right, we've got a little bit more time, but we're going to have to say bye-bye because coming up is the CBS News. But first, we're going to take our last look at the weather. It's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Farm fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. It's starting to load up with more volume now up through the Antioch area, right on schedule, 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic pushing in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson here on I-24 coming westbound. Again, coming into Antioch, it's already a little bit heavy, 65 south at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting,
chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect.
If your dream is to make it big in a Neil Diamond tribute band, boy, do we have something for you.
I was looking for the right way to say it, and you just came right out and said it.
Exactly. There's Hugh Jackman in the trailer for Song Sung Blue, which is, yes, based on the true story of a Milwaukee couple going through some tough times, but they find success as a Neil Diamond cover outfit. Kate Hudson stars, too, with Michael Imperioli. We Smell a Feel-Good Hit. That's set to open Christmas Day. And the mayhem goes on. Lady Gaga extending her Mayhem Ball Tour with new dates in 2026 for Atlanta, Miami, and here in New York at Madison Square Garden. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Dalton, it's time to say goodbye for an hour.
Bye.
We're going to be taking a little break, and we'll be back 7-11. But we have no control over that hour.
No, and I won't be back tomorrow.
None. You won't even hardly get to talk. Just be the two of you
yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh, geez. That's so fun. Megan at DeCharo Orthodontics. Is that how you say that? DeCharo,
yeah.
Is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for making our teenager feel comfortable during her cleanings. Megan will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
I've heard that Megan over at DeCharo Orthodontics can be just a little sassy sometimes.
Really? Is that the same Megan we know?
I've heard that maybe she should not be nominated as the Good Neighbor of the Day.
Mm. Wow.
But you can submit someone as Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Birthdays, same process, same phone number. We're giving away some banana pudding to someone celebrating a birthday today, so get them in.
And reminding you about America's Thrift Stores coming soon to the borough at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Big savings, name brands, and like a new store every time you walk in the door. Coming up now in the news, it's from CBS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Poland shoots down Russian drones.
No one is safe in Europe and within the alliance.
President responds to latest Epstein document.
It's not my signature, and it's not the way I speak.
North Carolina murder case grabs White House attention.
A federal charge is being added, raising the possibility of the death penalty.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, dramatic new developments overseas. U.S. ally Poland says it shot down three or four Russian drones that entered its airspace during an attack in Ukraine. Poland says it counted 19 drones in all. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports NATO has condemned Russia.
The high-pitched whoosh of fighter jets over Poland, reacting to what the government says was Russia's violation of the country's and NATO's airspace. Poland assessing the damage to homes and land. Poland's prime minister relieved there were no casualties, but said Donald Tusk, we are most likely dealing with a large-scale provocation. The incursion forced Warsaw's Chopin International Airport to suspend operations temporarily.
And NATO's spokesperson said, in fact, several NATO allies or their systems responded to Russia's incursions. The Netherlands Air Force responded with fighter jets. An Italian early warning aircraft was also launched, and German Patriot missile batteries in Poland were also placed on alert.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports President Trump has criticized Israel's missile strike in Qatar that targeted Hamas leaders.
I was very unhappy about the way that went down.
This series of Israeli airstrikes in Doha's quiet embassy district sent shockwaves through the Qatari capital. Any hopes President Trump had of Hamas, whose political leaders had gathered here apparently to discuss his latest proposal to end the violence in Gaza and free the remaining hostages, now seem up in smoke. It also seems to have deeply rattled the Trump administration, who are incredibly close allies with Qatar, who not only hosts the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East, but are also gifting the president a plane to be used as the next Air Force One. Qatar's prime minister, meanwhile, has called the Israeli strike an act of, quote, state terrorism, saying, does the world need a clearer message than this? Who is closing the door to peace? Qatari leaders also say they were only contacted by U.S. officials about the Israeli strike 10 minutes after it happened.
A federal court has ruled that Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's efforts to fire her. A White House appeal is expected. Chief Justice John Roberts is allowing President Trump to remove the Federal Trade Commission's Rebecca Kelly Slaughter while the full Supreme Court considers her firing. And Roberts is temporarily keeping in place the administration's decision to freeze nearly $5 billion in foreign aid. The White House is on the defensive again over the files of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
During a rare visit to a D.C. restaurant last night, President Trump took questions about documents from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein, including a 50th birthday message to Epstein that Trump allegedly wrote in 2003.
Anybody that's covered me for a long time knows that's not my language. It's nonsense.
The White House press secretary said Trump is open to having a handwriting analyst look at the letter. And she accused Democrats of driving the story.
Why are the Democrats all of a sudden caring about this? It's because they are desperately trying to concoct a hoax to smear the president of the United States.
President Trump's move to take his cabinet out to dinner last night at a Washington restaurant was served up as a way to highlight his crackdown on crime. It was disrupted by a small group of protesters. WTOP Radio's Dan Ronan has more on the federal effort in D.C. so far.
Now, 1 month later, here are the numbers. The White House says 2,100 people were arrested, 222 firearms were seized, 50 homeless encampments were removed. D.C. police say violent crime is down almost 40% from last year, including a 53% drop in homicides.
And in Chicago, where an effort is ramping up, CBS's Usher Qureshi.
The atmosphere is tense as federal immigration agents carry out Operation Midway Blitz. This new campaign marks a sharp shift in tactics, according to some here. ICE teams are no longer focusing solely on people with serious criminal records. Instead, they're out in unmarked vans, detaining individuals in very public places, at bus stops, outside stores, even among street vendors.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
New charges have been filed against a man accused of stabbing a Ukrainian woman to death on a commuter train in Charlotte. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports. The case of DeCarlos Brown has grabbed the attention of the White House.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson of North Carolina announced a federal charge is being added, citing the scene of the crime, a mass transit system, raising the possibility of the death penalty.
It's a terroristic act to make people afraid to go about their daily lives.
Court records show Brown has been arrested 14 times, including a 2015 conviction for robbery with a dangerous weapon. President Trump and his allies have highlighted the incident as proof that his attention to crime is justified.
We have to respond with force and strength.
The death penalty could also be in play for a 34-year-old California man who faces charges for allegedly killing two men he met on a dating app and tried to kill a third. Rockham Prowell is accused of attacking them and stealing their cars. It's arraignment day today for New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell on a host of federal charges in what prosecutors have described as a years-long scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard as the two lived it up on the taxpayer's dime. Prescription drug ads are ubiquitous on TV and social media. A directive signed by President Trump increases federal scrutiny of those ads under existing regulations to ensure transparency and accuracy. For decades after they were central figures in the Iran-Contra scandal, former Reagan National Security Council member Oliver North has married his ex-secretary, Fawn Hall. Reports say it was a civil ceremony last month in Virginia. North was convicted of three felonies connected to the case. Hall had immunity from prosecution. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/JO.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Down here 65 south at Trinity Lane, it's already running slow. 65 northbound at 840 coming up through Spring Hill. All that traffic coming up from the south there is just really heavy up through Brentwood, Franklin. It's also on the increase 24 westbound into Antioch right now as it builds in from Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Check out the menu today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience. What I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. And I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's alright, cause I'm safe by the bell.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew back here for Hump Day Wednesday.
Hump Day?
Glad you are with us. Today is the 10th day of September. It's crazy. Was talking last Friday with Michelle Clifford over at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. It's just like August flew by, and here we already are talking about pumpkin spice and, you know, Halloween and pumpkins and all that good stuff. And then after that, it's Christmas.
Mm.
She's a big Christmas person, and she said that her daughter will not let her do anything before Halloween. But after trick-or-treating on Halloween, on the way home, they listen to Christmas music.
Wow. That feels early to me.
Yeah.
I just think, because I love Christmas. I'm not one of those people who hates Christmas. I think Christmas is more special when you have less time to celebrate.
Yeah.
I think if you hold off, and it takes self-restraint when you love Christmas, if you hold off until after Thanksgiving, then Christmas feels more like an event. It feels more special.
Yeah, and if you're a guy like Brian who puts up a half tree,
well,
it takes about 10 minutes for his Christmas.
He hates Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, he just hates it.
He's off during that time.
Well, he hates it.
I put my tree up on the 23rd.
Your tree's up now. It's just in a closet.
It's not even in the closet. It's in that back bedroom.
Yeah.
Decorations and all.
It takes about 4.5 minutes.
Not even. You grab it. Sit it down.
I have to.
How did the dogs do with that tree, by the way?
Skeeter did okay.
He didn't bug.
Yeah.
Most dogs do okay.
I was against the half tree until I saw it in person, and it looks pretty good. It actually, it's good for your house. You've mm-hmm. got a, it's, that was a good move.
If I had a corner or two more, I would probably put it in mine like that.
Well, it's nice because he doesn't have a corner area to put it, and so it just sits up against the wall, and it looks good.
Oh, it just kind of leans against the wall?
It stands, and you sit it up against the wall. There, so you okay. only see the...
It used to be a corner until we took out that center wall.
So it looks just as good without it being in a corner. It doesn't have to be in a corner.
And when you're just standing in the room, it just looks like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's just up against the wall.
You can't tell that it's a half one.
We'll probably do a live tree again this year. We'll hit up the Christmas tree farm like
we
did last year.
By the way, speaking of Christmas, I would like for you to get me an Elvis lamp for Christmas. It's $99. I've already got it marked off there.
Wow. You think it'll go on sale? I mean,
that's the first thing he says.
That's the story of my life, John.
Golly.
That's like $99.
They've got some $20 ones that are real cheap looking, but if you want to get me one of those, that's okay.
You want to cheap out.
Yeah. I need a little small, but this size.
Maybe they'll run a special on Amazon around Christmas on those or something.
Well, I asked for a golf bag from my son-in-law, and he sends me this thing about 12 o'clock last night and said, "How's this one?" I think it was like in somebody's garage. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I have another family member this year to buy Christmas stuff.
So I'm out. I'm out totally.
Well,
she wants diapers
don't
and
worry.
Clothes.
We've got the WGNS Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you're going to have that. You've got a lot of people that work here now, round table people. It's not just you and Scott. Y'all got some people to take care of. It's my opinion.
I think you should open up your home. It was so nice when it was in someone's home.
Yeah, it was
you know?
Pretty nice.
It just felt like you people cared for you.
Okay. No. Not going to happen.
That time you had Demas's food, though, that was pretty good.
It just gets a little cramped up here.
Yeah, but we've got the good neighbor lounge now, though.
It's true.
Now we have a little more room to spread out.
We have five seats. We have five. That's it.
Well, they got the conference room too.
But they do it as a come as you please. So I met two or three people I'd never met before, and they worked here for like 7 years, and I didn't know who they were.
They're not here now, though.
No,
they weren't here for long.
There's no TV on the wall running a fireplace video here.
No, that's true. That's true. You know, I'm thinking that would be kind of cool, is put a TV out in the lobby out there, and especially with the coaches show, and have like ESPN running all the time.
You know what I think we should do? Maybe have the Rigsby's come up and do Christmas carols.
We can do it, buddy.
During the thing.
You'd have to move it somewhere else if you were going to do that.
Nah.
I just don't think you have the room for that here. This place is not...
You could set up in the little hallway between my office and Scott's and be back there and, you know, project the sound this way.
Well, and there's also, if there's, you know, whatever the feeling is that Christmas projects in your heart, you know, that warm feeling, this place projects the opposite emotion.
I don't know. Lighting's nice in here now.
Well,
where are we going to put the tree now?
Oh, that's true. It can still go in the same spot.
Yeah, but it's kind of hidden back there. It's not. I'm thinking put it in the lobby where everybody can see it.
Get a half tree for the lobby.
Half tree for the lobby.
Oof, I don't think it's in the budget.
Why am I even talking about a party's not even in the budget? And he mentions the Rigsby's like, you were going to work free.
The question is...
Oh, you want money? Yeah, we'll work for tips.
The question is, what is the budget? There's no budget.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't a Christmas tree last year either.
I know.
Yeah, it was a very...
Well, me and John said we're not putting it up again.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very cold winter here at WGNS. I missed it. I really did. We need to straighten that up.
We need a Christmas party. Yeah. And we're doing the Christmas parade on Big GTV again this year.
Yeah, okay.
Or not again, for the first time.
Okay.
You've been talking. You've gotten that approved, correct? You've been saying for a year you were going to.
I'll get it done. We'll see.
Me and John are going to host. You're going to be our man running out, talking to people, interviewing.
I think we'll be able to.
Local newsman Brian Barrett gets run over by
a
reindeer.
Horse.
We'll be able to play that and the Smyrna Parade, I think, because Wayne Blair and Rick Hall have been asked to MC the Christmas Parade in Smyrna.
Awesome.
Nice.
So they're
we have to do better than Rick Hall.
Yeah, we can do better than Rick Hall. Let's be honest.
Well.
Let's be honest, John.
That's another former employee now. Can you call them employees if you don't pay them?
What are they then?
Volunteers.
Got a lot of those. Happy Volunteer Day. Well, coming up here in just a couple of seconds, we're going to have some random questions. Got a game coming up later on in the show as well on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Giants have won 13 of their last 16 games. San Francisco, a 5-3 winner over Arizona. The Giants are just two games out of the last NL wild card because the Mets lost 9-3 at Philadelphia. Kyle Schwarber hit his 50th homer of the year. Believe it or not, the Reds are only three back for that last playoff spot. Cincinnati hit a two-run homer in the ninth to win at San Diego 4-2. The first-place Dodgers, two games ahead of the Padres in the NL West standings. LA beat Colorado 7-2. Boston a 6-0 winner in the late game at the A's. Detroit over the Yankees 12-2 despite Aaron Judge's 44th homer. The first place team in the AL East. Toronto came back for a 10-inning win against Houston 4-3. Cleveland won its fifth in a row. Victories for Seattle and Texas. And the Cubs were winners 6-1 at Atlanta. The 49ers placed tight end George Kittle on injured reserve and San Francisco Wave kicker Jake Moody.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The Law Offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew at 7:22, and it's time for something special.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome back to Random Questions. Each week, we get the top questions of on these little cards here. And here we go with question number one. If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you'd buy, Dalton?
I'd pay off my house.
Good answer. Buy something for Ladybug?
Well, she would get...
He'd pay his car off, because that's irritating.
Yeah, it is. It is irritating.
Yeah.
Pay off the bills, for sure.
Yeah. What is the most interesting... Oh, no, never mind. It's about trivia. You don't know. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Ooh. I'd have to think a lot about that. Somewhere pretty, like Iceland or something.
Oh, okay.
Real pretty landscapes, you know, that
not
kind of
Hawaii.
Thing.
No.
Well, Iceland's closer.
Hawaii.
It's just as close to the equator as Hawaii is, but there's less people and it's less touristy, I've heard.
Iceland?
Yeah. Greenland is the one that's covered in ice. Iceland is the one that's pretty and green. Isn't that interesting?
It certainly is. Let's move on. Where would you go?
Lynchburg. What? It's about as far as I want to travel.
No, I'd want to go somewhere with pretty like lands. I don't like the beach, but somewhere that's pretty and nice and, you know.
What is the most impressive thing you know how to do?
I can ham bone.
Are you going to show us right now? Could you put your microphone down a little bit further? Do that.
This is on my knees, everyone.
Okay. Amazing. What would you? What is yours?
How much you want to bet that's turned into a sound effect?
I taught him how to ham bone.
No, he didn't.
How can you top that, John?
You know, Brian, you're making a mockery of random questions. I just want to let you know.
Well, Lynchburg.
You're not being really truly honest.
Be a team player here.
There's no topping ham boning.
That's
if
true.
You could go, what place in the world could you go to if you didn't have to drive? You didn't have to. You know, if you just get on a plane, a private plane, let's make it that way, you just walk up to the plane, go. You don't have to wait at the airport.
You just appear
there.
Go?
Yeah.
Teleport.
Where would you go? Where would you want to go?
Hawaii.
Okay. All right.
He only said that because you said it.
If you had to change your name, what would you change it to?
Keith Barrett.
Keith Barrett.
Jack Ryan.
Wow. Wow.
I'm changing my name to Zach Thomas.
That's
a good name.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's it. One syllable first name, two syllable last name. That's how you do it in the business.
What is your zodiac sign? Do you know your zodiac sign?
I think I'm a Cancer, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I heard.
What about you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. I'm a Virgo.
Mm.
Yeah. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Aw.
Somewhere cheaper.
Yeah. Smithville.
Yeah.
Name a kid's TV show that you secretly like.
I don't
think it'd be a secret. Just whatever you do.
Yeah. I don't watch a ton of kids' TV shows.
I used to watch Johnny Quest. I loved that show back in the day.
Mine would be SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm. Yeah. What is one thing people do that you can't stand?
Loud chewing really gets under my skin. Like, just, ugh.
Ham boning.
Now, see, you're being honest there. See, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
I wasn't given much advice. I just kind of had to figure it out on my own. No.
That was the advice. Figure it out on
just
your own.
Can't figure it out. I think I picked up a lot more than people ever said stuff to me. Like, I just kind of picked up how to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I found now that I have my own house, I found that I'm much handier than I thought I was fixing things. Except for sometimes I don't fix them right.
You just
right,
got that kind of mind.
It just kind of, I think I picked up a lot from my granddaddy back in the day.
Yeah,
so.
You picked up a lot from your father, his grandfather.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you don't do any of it. Well, I mean, okay.
I do enough.
Okay.
The best advice I was ever given was don't get married. Mm. But I didn't follow it.
Well.
Which means there'd be no Keith Barrett.
I love my wife.
Okay, I've got time for one more maybe here. Let me change cards. If you had to teach a class at one thing, what would you teach?
Audio editing.
Okay.
Ham boning.
Ham boning. Going back to the old ham boning, huh? Name a person who inspires you. Come on, guys. Hold off. I know what you're going to say. Name a person who inspires you.
He's very quiet over there.
Okay, what about you, Brian?
I would say my wife.
Okay, I hate both of you. If you could choose any person from history to be your imaginary friend, who would it be?
Abraham Lincoln. No, Jesus. But he's not imaginary.
Time's up. That's random question. Sorry, don't get yours in.
JFK.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30. You're listening into The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores here on the Big G.
And we want to say happy birthday to Jerome Dempsey, Kim Barrett, Betty Childress, Lisa Richardson, John Kingston, George Doss, Janet Ringgold, and Joy Richardson. Happy birthday.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And we're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding to someone, so get them in. It's your last chance.
Yeah, boy. Get them on in here. But don't wait. And don't wait on America's thrift stores to open. Get ready to go shopping, right? Offering up to 70% off name brand items, like a brand new store every time you walk in the door. They're going to be located at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, where Bargain Hunt used to be in the Old Roses. Going to be a nice store over there when they get opened up next month. Here's traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. Wrapping up this rack in Madison, 65 southbound right near Briley Parkway, where it's just heavy with that traffic flow down through there in Madison right now. Try to recover from a minor wreck we had out in Bellevue on 40 going eastbound. It slowed down that traffic coming outside of Cheatham County there in Kingston Springs. As you head towards Bellevue, that's running a little bit slow on 40 going east out there on the west side of Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken, live entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock. Check out the menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Smyrna Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in identifying a man connected to an incident reported at the Hobby Lobby near Old Nashville Highway and Sam Ridley Parkway. The incident occurred on August the 22nd and involved inappropriate behavior inside the store. Surveillance footage shows the individual wearing a light-colored sleeveless shirt, dark cap, sunglasses, dark pants, and white socks, as well as white tennis shoes. Detective Rebecca Ronan, who is leading the investigation, urges anyone with information to contact her at 615-459-6644. Authorities are encouraging residents of Smyrna and surrounding areas to share the suspect's image posted on the department's social media account to help expedite identification. In neighboring Nashville, the Tennessee Historical Commission has announced the State Review Board will meet on Friday, September the 19th, to evaluate nominations for the National Register of Historic Places. The meeting will begin at 9 a.m. at the Commission's office on Lebanon Pike and will also be available virtually. Among the 11 proposed sites are the Bank of Auburn in Cannon County and the Chester County Training School in Chester County. If approved, nominations will advance to the U.S. Department of the Interior. Residents of Rutherford County and the wider Middle Tennessee region are invited to attend the public session or participate online. For more information, contact Rebecca Schmidt at 615-818-4474. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast, or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, the time here from News Radio WGNS, and we're going to play Jeopardy. That is today's game du jour.
We can't play that game. We're not smart enough.
We're not.
Well, we're going to prove that here.
Let's go to work.
We're not going to leave any doubt.
We're going to go to work here. The categories: I'm a fun guy, passports, words from film, baseball's 25-game winners, enter the literary character, and Franklin. So, as Alex says, let's go to work.
Do we have to pick one?
No, I'm a fun guy. We just roll through them. Yep.
So, fun guys love to play Gestures, a fast-paced race against the clock based on this parlor game. Is it telephone, spy, or charades?
Gestures sounds like it would be charades. Like gestures, gesture.
Would be go for it.
Well, let's try that. What is charades is the correct answer.
Ooh.
Here's passports. Of eyeglasses, an earring, or a hat, it's the adornment you're allowed to wear in a U.S. passport photo. Is it a hat, an earring, or eyeglasses?
I know you're not allowed to wear glasses, and I would assume you can't wear a hat.
No, just go with the earring. That was my first one.
Is that what we're all thinking?
Sure. Is the answer earring? You got it.
This is so stressful. I hate Jeopardy.
Words from film. Star Wars popularized the shortened word that identifies a mobile robot like R2-D2. What is droid, bot, or automation?
That would be droid.
Uh-huh.
Android.
Yeah.
Droid is the correct answer. On to baseball's 25-game winners. Uh-huh. Danny McLain roared his way to being called Pitcher of the Year by Time Magazine in 1968, winning 31 games with what team? The Red Sox or the Tigers?
Who are the Detroit Tigers?
That is correct.
That's good. Glad you're here, John.
Enter the literary character. When we first met the 16-year-old, she's discussing the legalities of a will with her dad, Carson, a lawyer who enjoys a good mystery. Is that Judy Bolton, Harriet Welcher, or Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew is the correct answer.
I'm sorry, John. Your answer must be in the form of a question.
Franklin.
Ooh.
On Apple TV Plus, the series Franklin.
He's got this. Don't worry.
Theodore Polarin, who plays Continental Army Marquise, with whom Benjamin Franklin is often corresponded.
He's got this. He watches that.
I hope so.
I have not. Is it Marquise de Sade, Marquise de Lafayette, or Marquise de Montcalm? You're just going to pick one. Probably Lafayette, maybe?
Probably Lafayette.
I don't
maybe.
Know. Well, you could try it. It may be wrong. But it is not wrong.
How on earth did we guess that one? 6 out of 6 correct responses.
That's pretty good.
Now on to Double Jeopardy.
Oh, we only got a few minutes.
We'll just
state
keep going.
Name stuff, cast members in reboot,
just go on.
Genology, all that kind of thing there. So the question is name that, or the category, name that stuff. Add just 2 letters to the beginning of this state's name, produce the name of another state. Is it Kansas, Maine, or Virginia?
2 letters. Oh, that would be Kansas. Because you add AR to make it Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. Cast members in reboot. Shanae Grimes and Anna Lynn McCord starred in this sunny 2010s reboot of a 90s Fox staple. Is it Laguna Beach, Melrose Place, or 90210?
John, we're hoping for you in this one.
No, I don't. I never watched
2010's
it.
Reboot.
What is
it? I think it might be 90210.
They did reboot that.
That's what I'm basing it.
They
off
also
of
rebooted Melrose Place.
I know. Yeah. I think it's one of
Let's
those two.
Let's go with 90210.
Let's see. Is that the correct answer? It is.
We're doing great today.
Genealogy, GN, being important here. It's a word referring to something tangled and full of knots before surfers adopt it to mean way cool, brah.
Gnarly, man. What is gnarly?
Gnarly? That's it. And that is Jeopardy.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up things here on The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Going to be over at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. So don't miss out on the store when it opens up. We'll keep telling you about it, of course. And telling you about our good neighbor of the day today, Megan over at DeCharo Orthodontics, our good neighbor for making our teenager feel comfortable during her cleaning. Someone wrote in to tell us. So Megan at DeCharo Orthodontics receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. You can submit a good neighbor and we'll put them on the air for you. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in, and we will take it from there. Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, a partner with schools and families, supporting learning and inspiring young minds out there here in our community. They've been a part of it since 1936. That's MTE.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I just burned 2,000 calories.
Really?
Yep, burned the pizza in the oven.
Replay.
It's a good one. It wasn't. It sucked. No,
what
it wasn't.
I said about when I first saw Dalton. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I think what I said earlier was, it's a good joke and it should work, but for whatever reason, it doesn't. And so we both went with a thumbs down on that one.
I don't really know why it didn't.
It was almost a reluctant thumbs down. Like, you almost want to give it a thumbs up, but it's just not there.
I think it's also a victim of the fact that it was... had to follow these other four or
that's
five
true.
That they've had.
Yeah, he's had just like top,
so
top notch.
I'll give you a pity thumbs down. I mean, it was right. A thumbs down, but I do understand it's just hard to do that every day and maintain that pace because you've been brilliant for the last 4 days.
Well, they can't all be winners.
I remain brilliant.
Well.
Instead of saying thank you for me saying that, he says that.
They can't all be winners, you know? No. I mean, that's
yeah, boy.
Just the nature of the world we live in.
Don't I know.
He gets his feelings so hurt.
You know, we're volunteer workers. He needs to be nicer to us.
You've clutched onto that volunteer thing.
I think that's a way to describe me.
That's it. We're going to replace your...
You got another name for it?
Your clothes in the primetime sports clothes.
Idiot.
where your what was it? Primetime sports director? What was it?
Yeah.
Primetime sports director.
Director. It's going to change. Primetime sports volunteer, John Dickens.
Should I start putting that on the shirts under the logo? Volunteer. Yeah.
You might as well put that on there for the paid staff for the price they're getting paid.
No, I don't want people to feel sorry for me and embarrassed that I'm a volunteer.
Well, other than that, have we learned anything of importance?
No,
today?
Not really.
Yes, we talked about Charlie Sheen.
That's true.
The documentary
with sobriety.
We talked very briefly about why words are spelled different in English and
it was actually more than briefly. I mean, we kind of got into it. The word neighbor.
It's all thanks to the printing press.
Yeah.
It's all to save a dollar.
And it's not neighbor.
No, it's not neighbor.
No, it's not.
I before E, except after C, except for neighbor.
Did we talk about anything else?
Reindeer's that way too, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
reindeer.
Speaking of reindeer.
Why isn't it R-A-I-N-D-E?
We talked a little bit about Christmas. Just briefly.
If it was I before Ian Reindeer, it would be Reindeer.
Well, there's... Okay, yeah.
If you spelled it...
And well, I guess, why is there even an E?
Just the
why
word...
Why just rain?
Just the word rain.
Yeah.
You know? That's...
I don't get it, but...
Well, the...
Like raining?
I don't get it, but I'm just a volunteer.
You know, so.
I think it comes from reins, like R-E-I-N-S, that you have on a bridle.
Yeah.
Did you know that a reindeer and an antelope are the same animal? No, so, caribou. I'm sorry. Reindeer and a caribou are the same animal.
I mean, what did you say? Caribou? Who?
Reindeer
where the deer and the
and
antelope
caribou.
Play. Yeah.
Well, that's home, where the deer and the antelope play.
Right. But caribou. Yeah. Caribou is a reindeer. They're the same. They're the
same. Here's one more thing. Why do we have to have, like you have a group of fish. What do you call that?
School.
Yeah. Why do we have to have that? Why don't we just say a bunch of fish?
Or a murder of birds. Isn't that a crow? They call it a murder.
Yeah.
Or a flock of...
Flock
of geese.
Yeah. Why do we have to have those words? Just say a bunch of geese.
Well, we got to get out of here. We're done. We're over. Song of the day was September Lighty. Goodbye.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 63. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90, and then Thursday night, clear with lows falling back to 59. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now.